So we entertained all the troops around the south coast, and then D plus 31, I went over with on a tank landing ship to Normandy. We wore flowers in our tin hats to make it look a bit more cheerful for the lads. And a big lorry took our stage, which had its own generator and a small piano, mini piano, and all the sections to erect a stage. So when we got to France, a couple of the soldiers would erect the stage and then we'd perform wherever we were required. I sometimes wondered if they took us too near the front, because when the soldiers came out for a rest, I don't feel they wanted to be sitting down watching an Ensor show. They were so tired and weary, I think that they would rather have rested. But on the other hand, they were all well attended, the shows, and we seemed to cheer them up a bit. One thing I'd like to mention about Normandy, we were with the 51st Highland Division quite a lot, and the colonel said to the people in the show, I'd like you to come to a certain field tomorrow morning at a certain time. And we wondered what it was all about. He didn't tell us. So we got to this field and stood there, and he came out and he said, this is my thanks to you for lifting the morale of my soldiers. It was a misty morning, and out of the mist came the 51st Highland Division in there playing the bagpipes and doing marching, counter-marching. And he said, again, thank you for all you've done. It was really a thing I remember so much, the bagpipes playing in the mist in this field in Normandy. It's a thing that stuck in my mind all these years.